and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio. Dave and Dejanovic have inside sources.
Okay, Congress has approved that $1.2 trillion spending bill. Did I blink? Did I miss the government shutdown? Was there a government shutdown, Boyd?
Well, if you were awake between midnight and 2 a.m. Eastern time, Friday night into Saturday, you may have noticed a slight tremor in the force because the government was actually not funded for about 2 hours. Not that anything happens between midnight and 2 a.m. on a Saturday.
But on the ticker of government shutdowns, that one's going on the ticker.
It's going on the list. I guarantee you.
The Senate got it passed, but barely, it sounds like.
It was like 75, I think, votes for the bill. Again, it was a 1,000-plus page bill, $1.2 trillion in spending. Nobody read it. Nobody knew what was in it. But they got it done, and the president signed it, and so onward we go. And so remember, this was the second can. We now have this two-tiered kicking of the can, duplicate can kicking, because of Speaker Johnson has done this two-tiered approach, which I actually think is a good idea. It's just not working out that well. So both cans have been successfully kicked to September 30th. So the good news is we don't have to have the shutdown showdown conversation until we get to September.
However,
remember, this is last year's spending. Mm-hmm. So they're actually already almost 4 months behind schedule for what they need to deliver on September the 30th. And September the 30th will be a challenge because every member of Congress in the House will be in the middle of their reelection. So nobody wants to deal with that. So I'm going to make my prediction now. You can write this down for the file, Dave. On the 30th of September of this year, we will have a double kicking of the can to December 13th, which will take us past the midterm election, past Thanksgiving, and then we'll have one little flurry before in a lame duck session of Congress, and they will spend more money than we've ever spent in history. Write it down. Etch it
in
stone.
That is exactly how it's playing. I don't even need to write it down because that I know
sadly,
that's exactly how it's going to play out. So what is there a way to boil down what this $1.2 trillion was spent on? Did they keep it the same? Is it just
mostly status quo stuff, some additional spending here? I mean, there's always stuff. You can't even get through it. I mean, there's a lot of stuff tucked in there, and so it's a little more. But again, this was defense, education. These were some of the big ticket items. So they had to get done, no question about that. But again, the process was horrible. There was no real scrutiny. And remember, this doesn't allow – let's take the Department of Defense, for example. If they have a program – that is failing, they can't swap out that. They can't say, that's not working. Let's do this instead. They can't even do that because this is a continuing resolution. So only what has been appropriated to be spent on a specific program can be spent. So even if something's not working, even if you have a great new idea, can't do it because it was not part of the process.
Because I've allocated this $100 billion and it's going to be spent on this specific.
On this bad program, yeah.
Even if they realize after $10 billion, they're like, oh, this is a disaster. Let's reallocate.
They can't do it. So that hurts the military. That hurts education. It hurts everything. And so sometimes we cheer that we didn't have a government shutdown. But we have to be careful about what we're cheering about. Because in many cases, we're perpetuating bad programs at the expense of some things government could do really well. And they're not going to get a chance to do it.
And it's been going on for so long.
Yes.
This is how we run the government. So, you know, it's just unfortunate. It keeps happening year after, and we keep talking about it. And that's why when the government shuts down for 2 hours in the middle of the night, you don't hear anything about it because we're just numb to it. But it's just not the way to run government.
It's not the way to run anything. Not a popsicle stand, not a drug cartel. Drug cartels run far more efficiently than the United States government.
Lemonade stands do too. Yeah.
They're actually the ultimate in
illegal lemonade stands here
right.
in Utah.
Yeah, remember,
by the way. Illegal.
Remember, those are illegal.
Was it at least okay? I'm trying to find a silver lining here, Boyd.
Keep going.
I'm working at it.
Keep trying.
So, okay, this two-tiered approach that Speaker Johnson is moving forward. Are we at all a step in the right direction? Are we getting any closer to regular order? Are we getting any closer to fixing this disaster? Oh, man.
We're right
today
back
is,
in it.
Today, yeah. is not, today is not that day.
It's not that day.
It's not that day. And so part of it will be what happens in the fall. So you've also had another member of Congress announce that they are stepping away, which makes the Republican majority one. It will be a majority of one.
Yeah.
And so that gets even more complicated. So sadly, in the short term, it's going to become more political. What I hope it does is it sparks some conversations amongst we the people to decide who we're going to send back there and hold accountable those we've already sent back there to do what they're sent. They're running for a specific job, and we should hold them accountable for doing the specific job that they say they want.
So do you think Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's specific job is to try to oust Speaker Mike Johnson?
And I do not wish to inflict pain on our conference and to throw the House in chaos. But this is basically a warning, and it's time for us to go through the process, take our time, and find a new Speaker of the House that will stand with Republicans and our Republican majority instead of standing with the Democrats.
So she introduces this last week. She was upset. We saw the press gaggle around her on the steps of the Capitol. Where is that going to go?
And so this was the fallout from the House voting on the $1.2 trillion. And so she's saying, I didn't like the process. I didn't like the way this went down. And I actually agree with her. I didn't like the process. I didn't like the way things went down. Vacating the Speaker's chair is going to not be helpful in any way, shape, or form. That's just not going to be a good thing. So she's filed a petition. So nothing has been triggered as of yet.
Okay.
Important thing to remember is if she triggers this vote, then there will be a vote for Speaker. And the interesting thing when we watched this play out with Kevin McCarthy is everyone thought, oh, the Republicans ousted their own Speaker. The reality was all of the Democrats voted to oust Kevin McCarthy along with eight Republicans. And so it's interesting and kind of gets in the weeds a little bit there. But it is one of those where you have to ask the question. And I'm not absolving the Republicans. Republicans brought this on. They can snatch defeat from the jaws of victory six ways to Sunday. It's amazing. And that's what they've been doing. And so the interesting thing is who will actually stand up on both the Republicans and the Democratic side of the aisle and say, this is not the way to govern. What is in the best interest of the country? Now, some Democrats are saying, we'll save your speakership, Mike Johnson, if you will bring to the floor the Ukraine-Israel Taiwan funding bill that's been passed in the Senate. And so it's a little bit of a quid pro quo there coming from some Democrats saying, if you do this, we'll help you save your job. The reality is Republicans and Democrats on both sides should stand up and say, we are going to govern the people's house by the people, and we're going to bring the people's business to the floor and not all this theatrics and platform stuff that Marjorie Taylor Greene has been in the middle of.
But that's what it has been. And I'm trying to think if I have time to ask this. I have time to ask it. Okay, with Representative, it's Gallagher, right? It's Mike Gallagher that's stepping down.
Yeah.
He's the one that brought up the TikTok bill. So this was kind of his baby. What do you make of all of these representative senators that are resigning midterm?
Yeah, it's very indicative of what I have dubbed the flat forehead society. It's the number of people who are serious about the job, but they walk around the Capitol all day slapping their forehead saying, a lemonade stand can't run this way. The communist government can't run this way. Nothing can run this way. And many of them are saying, I am here to make a difference. And if I can't make a difference here, I will go make a difference in my community. I'll go run a business. I'll go run a nonprofit. I have other ways I can make a difference. And for all of us, we the people, those are the people we need to be looking at, supporting, and voting for. Because if they all leave, then we end up with a kakistocracy where the least qualified to govern, govern. They may be really good at TikTok. They may really be really good at social media posts. They may be great at ranting and raving about things, but they're not serious about governing. But if we create such an environment where everyone's walking around slapping their foreheads saying, I can't believe we're doing this today, then we will end up with a kakistocracy, and that's a dangerous space to be.
Today's word of the day, kakistocracy. Thank you, boy.
I'll send you the bill, Dave.
that's a good one. Thanks, boy. This segment of the Dave and Dujanovic Show is brought to you by Window World. If you want to replace your windows and doors without the hassle or baloney, call Window World of Utah today.
The next couple of segments, we're going to look at dating apps and marriage. There's this really interesting trend going on. It seems like dating apps are in a downward spiral and marriage is on the upswing. What is going on? We're going to take an in-depth look at both next.